This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, sure. I mean, this is all about the fact that he has a pro-Hamas base, Sean. But listen, Eisenhower did the right thing back in 57 when he sent the 101st Airborne to Little Rock. Why not do it for Jewish Americans?
Be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists.
I hate these guys.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But for example, I remember starting off playing Catholic League football, CIO football.
So I was a lot bigger then because I was on stilts. Yeah, that's it. Too tall for Megan, they called me.
Runner-up at state, scoring, you know. What the
Wow.
You know, you don't look big enough to play football.
Oh, well, you see, I had a lot of injuries and they changed my physique.
I don't see any scars.
Yeah, well, they were internal injuries.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We still have some of the cheap bastard deals left. They're going fast. But while supplies last, you can purchase the official flip lock. It's a $50 value for just $25. $25. And you can see a video of how FlipLock works. Go to HowieCarshow.com. Shipping is free if you buy two or more FlipLocks. It's a secondary door lock that's easy to use and tough enough for the worst-case scenarios. You can. It's 10 times stronger than a deadbolt, able to withstand over 1,600 pounds of pressure. It's unpickable, unbreakable, and installs at any height, no matter what other security you got on your outdoor home, smart cameras, etc. You need stuff inside the house. You can use it on the front door or inside the house. That's where a lot of people are using it. So check it out, and it's a good deal. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. It's the cheap bastard deal of the day. Also, while you're there, you can check out the Boston police reports for all the arrests at Emerson College. Over 100 people arrested. We told you about the 56-year-old Noah Cohen that's been arrested. We also, Shai Gorski is 44 years old, been arrested. And Lana Habash, 55 years old. I wonder if she was there on a date with Noah Cohen, who's 56. There's two people on here named Willow, one of whom assaulted a cop. Willow Carretero Chavez. Officer Chen rode his mountain police bike closer to Carretero Chavez and repeatedly directed him to move out of the street to allow the prisoner transport vehicle to leave. When Officer Chen attempted to escort Carretero Chavez out of the vehicle's path by grasping onto the suspect's bicycle, because of course he had a bicycle. Willow had a bicycle. He became violent and pulled back, causing Officer Chen to fall from his mountain police bike and on top of the suspect's bike. He then began to grab the bike and drag Officer Chen, who was attempting to stand up from the ground after being pulled down. After knocking down and dragging Officer Chen, the savage then ran away. Officers engaged in a foot pursuit into the Boston Common near Charles Street. He was subsequently called by police, placed into custody, and transported to A1 for booking. 118 suspects arrested during the incident. I think the most interesting name, though, I saw was Liberty Ice. Liberty Ice. I think that's on sale this week at Total Wine. It's even cheaper than Natural Light. Liberty Ice. Do you think he's a rapper? 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Time now for the chump line. This Liberty Ice is going out for Liberty Ice. Hope he makes bail. Maybe it's a she. Who knows? Male presenting. female identity.
To the dummy that stole Adam Schiff's clothing, good luck trying to fit into a size number 2 pencil.
Yeah. This was a pretty funny story. He was going to a big fundraising event in Silicon Valley. And so he had his car parked in a garage and they stole everything. A Democrat is the leading suspect in the theft. But he had to appear in a hunting jacket or something at this big time fundraiser because he was a victim of his own constituents.
The battle cry of Harvard, using the words of William Prescott. Don't turn on the sprinklers till you see the white of their eyes.
That's a good one, too. But I prefer the remnants of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. This summer I hear the drumming, four sprayed in Harvard Yard. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Northeast Hair Restoration. This April and May, save $1,000 off their new PFE hair restoration procedure and listen to my Meet the Expert podcast with the doctors. You'll learn a lot about hair restoration procedures. These are state-of-the-art physicians. Go to pfehair.com or call 1-800-208-HAIR. That's 1-800-208-HAIR.
Come on, man. Pause. I support the college protesters. I remember when I was the first Biden in 1,000 years go to university, I was part of the demonstration at Kenneth State. You know, the song 40 Dead in Ohio by Bing Crosby. They were eaten by cannibals.
Thank you, everybody.
Go get them.
Press conference.
He was almost that bad today with Howard Stern, but not quite.
An FBI spokesman says they don't have time to investigate possible terrorism ties at college protests because they're still busy trying to determine how many grandmothers were armed with selfie sticks on January 6th.
Right. And they also want to get the license numbers of everybody who's going to the school board meetings to complain about their daughters being assaulted by transgender guys in the girls' bathrooms. And then if they have time, they go after the Catholics who are going to Latin masses.
Joe Biden said Pete Buttigieg is a tight end.
I had nothing to do with that. Somebody else called the PC police.
Hey, Holly, is it true that President Roosevelt said the only thing we have to fear, pause, is fear itself?
I have nothing to offer you but blood, pause, sweat, pause, pause, and tears. Applause.
So the Nazi protesters wound up getting sprayed, although I would rather have been neutered and spayed. But seeing this bunch, I've got a hunch they don't have a big interest in getting laid.
They just enjoy the company of others in a different way than you and I enjoyed the company of others when we were kids in the 413 area code, Limerick guy.
It's a good thing the thieves didn't steal Adam Schiff's pencil, or he'd have nothing to keep his head on his shoulders.
People are really enjoying this Adam Schiff story, you know? It's like the old saying, you know? A conservative is a liberal who's been mugged. But in Schiff's case, he doesn't care. This is a one-off for him. This will never happen to him again. Didn't they know who he was? He's trying to help them. This is Democrat on Democrat crime breaking into Adam Schiff's car.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wait a minute. For decades, you've been railing against unions and pensions. And then yesterday, you snidely admit that you're getting a union pension. If it's anything like your movie royalties, you're grossly overpaid. You Hollywood hypocrite. We're going to be fine.
I'm not on welfare. I'm getting a pension. I paid into that pension fund, the AFTRA-SAG pension fund. You know what I'm doing now? I'm trying to get him, now that I'm a resident of Florida, I'm trying to get him to stop taking out Massachusetts withholding taxes. It's an arduous process. I'm making call after call after call, and nothing ever happens. I wish they'd reopen the state offices. They've only been closed for 4 years.
I'm Joe Biden. I approve, you know, the thing.
He in his high school football career, he was a run. That's what he said, that he was a run.
Hey, Howie, I just read that Pencilneck got his luggage stolen in San Francisco. Looks like Sam Brinkman is up to his, her, their old tricks again.
Did you hear about this guy at Columbia who wants to kill all the Jews? Kaimani is his name. I think it's Kaimani Jones, K-H-Y-M-A-N-I. He has a picture. It's on the Daily Mail. He's posing with Ayanna Pressley, the congresswoman from Boston. His pronouns are he, she, they. He's everything. He's trans non-binary. I thought you were either trans or non-binary. Taylor, you never told me you could be trans non-binary. Is that any different from being non-binary trans?
They've lost me. They've lost me so long ago. I don't. What are you transing from if you're non-binary?
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. But I assume they just got this after one of his statements of identity.
I get, maybe that's like the purgatory of LGBTQ.
Purgatory or limbo.
Limbo, whatever. Like you're transitioning, you just don't know where you're going to end up.
But you can get out. You can get out of purgatory. You can't get out of limbo, or at least that's what they told me in Sunday school.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr. You chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including any hour of the day or night, up to one to four every weekday. And the Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message just now, you have an opportunity. It may be to hear it tonight at when we do Chop Chumps. That's the second Chump Line of the day. That's where we put the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. It's the second Chump Line of the day, and you can find Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Northeast Hair Restoration. This April and May, save $1,000 off their new PFE hair restoration procedure and listen to my Meet the Expert podcast with the doctors. Go to pfehair.com or call 1-800-208-HAIR. That's 1-800-208-HAIR.
So the Nazi protesters wound up getting sprayed, although I would rather have them neutered and spayed. But seeing this bunch, I've got a hunch they don't have a big interest in getting laid.
Just in different ways, Limerick guy, as I said. I'm Howie Carr.
Looking for the perfect gift for the Howie Carr fan in your life? Or maybe you're looking for a great deal on a local restaurant or entertainment venue.
We've got them all.
Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click store.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Just a pinch between the cheek and gum. Today's poll question is brought to you by Northeast Hair Restoration. This April and May, save $1,000 off their new PFE hair restoration procedure and listen to my Meet the Expert podcast with the doctors. Go to pfehair.com or call 1-800-208-HAIR. That's 1-800-208-HAIR. You're going to be very happy if you get your hair restoration. And the new procedure, it's less invasive. Don't have to wear the cap, the baseball cap, like I did, and it comes in a lot faster. It's just better. The hair transplant I got was great. This is better. Call 1-800-208-HAIR or go to pfehair.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is Harvard says the state's proposed wealth tax on its $50 billion endowment would cripple it. Should the legislature pass the $1.5 billion yearly Harvard tax? Yes, no, or the tax should be even higher?
Even higher.
32% say even higher, 62% say pass it, 6% say don't pass it.
I say to Harvard, just pay your fair share. If you want to have a $50 billion billion dollar endowment, that's okay. Just pay your fair share. All right. 844-500-4242. I just read that someone just texted in that Biden also said that when he was a lifeguard, he saved six people. Is that I haven't heard that cut. We'll look for it though. 844-500-4242. We have a lot of regular callers, and we love everybody who listens to the show. And some people we know better than others. And I'm saddened to say to announce today the passing of one of our most loyal listeners, Zebra. His real name was Michael Themelis. He was from Manchester, New Hampshire. He was 66, and he passed away last Saturday. He had a 4-month battle with aggressive brain cancer. So Michael Arthur Themelis, he was a private detective in his career for most of his life, and according to his obit in the Union Leader. He was a regular live commenter on the Howie Carr radio show under the alias Zebra, and he had a blog page called The Granite Truth. Here's a little bit of one of his poems. We were born to a land of heroes, carved in stone and forged in bronze, who bore the cost of freedom and without question carried on. Rest in peace, Zebra. In lieu of flowers or donations, his family asked that you honor Zebra's memory by treating each one you meet each day with kindness, compassion, and a warm smile. That's a good way to be remembered. 844-500-4242. We don't have much time, Mike, but we want to get you before police blot our facts. Go ahead, Mike, quickly.
Okay, I just wanted to say, I don't know if you heard about the Maine legislature, the Democrat, I call them terrorists. They would try to say that if you stole $500 or less, you're off the hook.
Yeah, ask them how that worked out in San Francisco or how it worked out in Suffolk County and Boston. That's insanity at whatever level. You have to prosecute crimes wherever they're committed, whenever they're committed. Thanks for the call, Mike. I'm Howie Carr.
From the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, Pecker from the National Enquirer has been on the witness stand today, and he's just crushing in the cross-examination. He's crushing the prosecution case by pointing out all the other cases that they have, all the other stories they killed with the National Enquirer. And it goes back beyond when Pecker owned the paper. It used to be owned by the Popes. I wrote about it in Kennedy Babylon, volumes 1 and 2. They had a story from the columnist for the gossip columnist for the Washington Post. This is back when it was owned by Martha Graham. And she wrote the story about how Mary Jo Kopechne was pregnant. She had the story totally, totally solid. And the Washington Post wouldn't print it. It wasn't as corrupt a paper then as it is now, but they still wouldn't print it. Ben Bradley, JFK's buddy, drinking buddy, was the editor. They didn't want to hurt the Kennedys. So she sold it to the National Enquirer, and they bought it and they killed it. The Pope's son, Generoso or Genesero Pope Jr., he wrote about it in his biography, and I used some of the quotes from the book in Kennedy Babylon. They've always done this. This goes back all the way with the National Enquirer. There's nothing new here. And he also said today that Trump, when Pecker went to Trump, Trump didn't even know that Cohen had cut this deal. He didn't know. I mean, the case was feeble enough to begin with, and now their own, the prosecution witness is crushing it. And they haven't even put Cohen on the stand. Cohen, a serial perjurer. 844-500-4242. People are sad about Zebra. They're talking about... I was wondering why I haven't heard from Zebra in a while. Miss his voice already. 603. Arden says, so sorry to hear about Zebra. I always enjoyed his calls. Too young. My condolences to his family, you and Howie Carnation. I met him a few times at he would be at events up in up in New Hampshire or northern Massachusetts. He was a good guy. 844-500-4242. I'm driving down the street listening to. Listening to this, and I'm so sorry. Rest in peace, Zebra. And Rambo 13 says, "R.I.P. Zebra. He's the same age as me." So sad, says 781. Though this is it is sad. I'm sorry about this. Very sorry, and our condolences to Zebra's family. Zebra has passed at the age of 66 up in Manchester last week. One of our best callers. All right, we have the cut not only was he a superstar in football, but he saved more people than George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life as a lifeguard. Remember that? Jimmy Stewart was the lifeguard and he saved the life, et cetera. George Bailey only saved one life though, right? Joe Biden puts George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life to shame. Cut, here it is.
I learned a lot, and I made a lot of friends.
Did you ever save anyone's life when you were a lifeguard? Was anyone ever drowning?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, well, half a dozen times, usually younger kids, you know, but...
You do the thing with the whistle and then jump in the bathing suit? And
you got it.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was a big pool. There were 7 lifeguard stands.
Wow. See, that would define my... I would brag about that everywhere I went.
Well, by the way, I did it up in Lake Ontario, too, when I was in law school. But look, one of the things that...
you saved a dude's life when you were in law school? You were still doing the lifeguard thing?
Yeah, lifeguards, I mean, you know, people just need help sometimes. I mean, it's not like it's so heroic.
If it's not like it's so heroic, why did you just go on about... You know, I lost count. I saved so many lives. That was just 6 at the pool. Lake Ontario, I saved dozens of lives. And then at Syracuse. Then when the Titanic was going down, I it was cold that night, but I saved several of the Vanderbilts. Then I was back on duty when the Lusitania went down. Sorry I couldn't get to the Hood soon enough to save anybody from the HMS Hood when the Bismarck had them, but there were only 3 of them that survived. That was me, Brandon. I got those three people. You know, a few people lasted to USS Arizona, too. The last one died just recently. The last thing he said was, "I'd like to thank Joe Biden for saving my life on December 7th, 1941. D-Day, as Joe called it last week. All right, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We're going to do a shortened Police Blotter Facts Friday today because we want to do our Meet the Experts preview early at the end of the hour so we can have a full hour for Dr. Matt the Vet. But we've got time to do a good version.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the Police Blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, the duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
This Police Blotter Facts Friday is dedicated to Zebra, our great caller who's no longer with us. So you know how it works. All week long, we ask you to send in funny stories you see on the internet or in your local daily or weekly paper. It could be even from the local police department's column that they run in many places still. Just send it, email it to policeblotter@howiecarshow.com, policeblotter@howiecarshow.com. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read the best entries of the week, in our opinion, and the two best entries of the week at a nice prize. What do they get this week, Taylor?
They'll get a Go Woke, Go Broke t-shirt.
Okay.
All right, so we've got a couple of runners-up, then we'll get right to the winners. Driver sleeping behind the wheel bursts into song when deputies wake him. A motorist found unconscious behind the wheel of his vehicle starts singing when deputy knocks on the window, Florida investigators say. Exactly what he was singing isn't clear in Deputy Jesse Brown's body cam video, but the odd encounter ended with the man under arrest, the Marion County Sheriff's Office said in a release. It happened just after 2 a.m. Monday near Bellevue, Florida, when deputies found a vehicle stopped at a turn lane. Brown knocked on the window more than two dozen times before getting a reaction. The driver was passed out behind the wheel and unresponsive, the sheriff's office reports. When he finally woke up, he began to sing along to the radio and appeared to be obviously impaired. I watched the video.
What was the song?
You can't tell. You can't make it out. The window.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
I doubt that very much. He was a young guy, 35 years old. He was not listening to the monkeys. Man riding.
Isn't there a song, Weeping Willow?
Willow Weep for Me?
Willow Weep for Me. Yeah, there's the
he
people
wasn't
are
listening
commenting
to that one
and
either.
Saying, were either of the willows weeping that were arrested last night at Emerson College, riot?
Willows Weep for Me. Man riding uninsured Harley Davidson nabbed with open bottle of
Fireball
whiskey. Travis Keith Sharpen, 48
you
years
sure
old.
Sure wasn't Liberty Ice?
No, it was not Liberty Ice. I imagine that's a little tough to keep the carbonation. Summerfield resident was riding the motorcycle shortly before 2 p.m. Wednesday when an officer noticed the bike had an expired license plate. During a traffic stop, Sharpen admitted he did not have a valid driver's license. He also said the motorcycle was paid off and he didn't have any insurance. The officer confirmed that Sharpen has had multiple suspensions of his license, many due to his failure to pay traffic tickets or complete traffic school. A search of the motorcycle turned up an open 750 milliliter bottle of Fireball whiskey.
That's a pretty big bottle. I didn't know they made them that big.
Yeah, they're not just nips.
I thought they only made nips.
No. They make full size. They make the big boys.
It just seems like they only make nips.
Woman busted for seeking threesome. A Louisiana woman last night.
Hubba hubba. How does she look, Taylor?
Very guilty. She forced her way into a male neighbor's home and sought to initiate a threesome with the victim and his girlfriend.
You think she would have been welcomed in one of those tents at Harvard in the Harvard Yard?
Oh, no. She would have been right at home there. Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe a little too attractive, but not attractive enough for Police Blotter Facts Friday. A patrolman was told by the man that upon answering a knock at his door, an unknown neighbor forced her way into the residence. The woman, the victim said.
Unknown neighbor. How did he know if she was unknown? How did he know he was a
Well, nobody really knows their neighbors anymore, but they know who their neighbors are just by appearances. The woman, the victim said, began trying to have sexual activities with him and his girlfriend. While the alleged late-night incursion, however, did not result in any three-way action, a woman did end up in handcuffs. Her name is Shadana Rachinette Hurd, 31
Shadana.
Years old. Shadana.
Well, maybe the handcuffs were a prelude to...
She's a little kinky?
Foreplay or something.
All right, we'll get to our winners now. Wanted man walks past Florida cops dressed as a woman.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
They did not
is
fall
he related
for
to Kaimana James from Columbia University?
Don't believe so. The search for an accused boat thief came to a strange conclusion in Florida when deputies noticed a blonde woman in a blue sundress walking past them bore a striking resemblance to the guy they were hunting. The search for an accused boat thief turns out it wasn't a woman. It was a man in disguise, and he was wanted in multiple counties, the Glades County Sheriff's Office said. The discovery, which has become a hot topic on social media, was made around 3 p.m. Wednesday. During the time deputies were investigating a recovered stolen boat that was located at Old Calusa Lodge, The suspect of the theft was identified when deputies began canvassing the area in search of the alleged suspect. They observed him exiting a residence dressed as a woman in an attempt to disguise himself.
Tiptoe through the tulips. Now, do you identify him as a female presenting man or as a male presenting
There's
woman?
A picture. He did not present well if he was female presenting. It was a dead giveaway. But once again, could have blended in easily with the students over at Harvard or Columbia, wherever. Hairy legs, sundress. And our final winner tonight, Village of St. John's woman arrested in theft of plants and paper towels.
Plants?
Plants and paper towels.
Marijuana plants?
She was trying to get fired from Entercon. Kashmira Engineer.
It got a lot easier this week to get fired from Entercon, by the way.
Kashmira Engineer, 56, went to Lowe's Home Improvement at Trailwinds Village at about 10 a.m. Wednesday and headed for the garden section where she loaded multiple plants into her cart. The plants were identified as Dianella and Purslane, or Purslane, however you pronounce that. She left the store and loaded the plants into her black Honda Pilot. All kinds of details in this this report.
Status details.
Engineer returned to the store and loaded Bounty paper towels, metal
Bounty
plant stands.
Paper towels. She went for the premium stuff.
Good stuff, yeah.
Not the house brand.
Pillows and a ceramic pot into her cart. She went back to her vehicle and unloaded the items. The merchandise she took had a total value of $473.99, just under $500. The incidents were captured on surveillance.
This wasn't in Maine, and that law hasn't been passed in Maine yet. Limerick guy says the luggage thief, Sam Brenton, has now graduated to boats. Maybe so.
That's right. Police Blotter Facts Friday.
All right. We will be right back with the Meet the Experts preview. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
844-500-4242. We've been having some great Meet the Experts podcasts, I think, lately, and they seem to be getting a lot of interest from everybody. And our new Meet the Experts podcast that we're premiering today is about Balance 7. Balance 7, it's something I really like. It's kind of hard to explain what it does for you, but I think we've tried to do that in this one. I love Balance 7. It's worked for me and so many others for issues like heartburn, inflammation, energy, and so much more. It's just a good product. But what makes it work? That's the topic of this week's episode of Meet the Experts, featuring the CEO of Balance 7, Dr. Nuristani. Here's a sneak peek. What is the scientific basis of Balance 7?
I think with medicine, what we have forgotten that we're not solving the problem. We solve the symptoms, not the problem. Within our body, we have a scale of pH, which basically measures the acidity or alkalinity. So Balance 7 brings that pH toward alkalinity as opposed to being more toward acidity, which causes all the havoc in the body.
I don't mean to be judgmental here, but the worse your diet is, the more you need Balance 7.
Let me be judgmental. I'm going to be extremely judgmental. Majority of today's diseases related to acidity. obesity, whether it's high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke, heart attack, cancers, all are related to an acidic environment within your body. So when you're eating junk, you are inviting those diseases.
How does it help with digestion and heartburn? And I really noticed that it helps with heartburn.
I had acid reflux and I've been taking, you name it, and some of the main big guns prescription for years because I have such a heartburn, especially if I eat anything that's acidic. I start taking Balance M and I haven't taken a single pill for the past 5 years.
It's not like a super miracle cure that's going to make you feel better 10 minutes after you take it. But if you take it steadily, you just feel better. The proof is when you stop taking it, you're not quite what you were.
Put some effort on taking care of yourself and bringing back your body where it's supposed to be.
Dr. Nuristani, thanks so much for being with us here on Meet the Experts today.
Howie, thank you so much for having me.
It really is a good product. We ran out of it again and just got some more, and I was guzzling it down, and so was the mailroom manager. And when you're used to taking it, it comes back. You come back faster with it. I mean, you just feel better. Give it a try. It's worth a try. Meet the Experts with Howie Carr with this week's guest, Dr. Ahmad Nuristani of Balance 7. This is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Just search for Howie Carr Radio Network and remember to subscribe on your platform of choice. You can also listen to Meet the Experts at HowieCarrShow.com. Meet the Experts at HowieCarrShow.com. And then we do have the police reports on the Emerson arrest last night. We got some pictures of them. The Herald has got pictures of them, and they're going nuts that they're seeing their. Don't do the crime, kids, if you can't do the time. And that includes Noah Cohen, age 56, and Leah, whatever her name is, who's age 55. They're all flipping out, though. We're from the National Lawyers Guild, and you're endangering our little snowflakes by printing their pictures in the paper. Oh, boo-hoo. Boo-hoo. Bruce from the Mets says, God will definitely bless Zebra. I will miss his distinctive voice and common sense patriotic calls. He will be missed by all. Get on the line now for Dr. Matt if you got a question about your pets. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.